Check the rock. Hello and welcome to Udcast episode 28. This is Head of School Dan Glass with you once again, recording live at the Sound Lab here at the Brandeis School of San Francisco. We are going to be exploring the Souls curriculum here on a Passover, the almost Passover edition of the Udcast, and talking a little bit about courage today. So I thought I would read a poem that is a very Pesach appropriate poem by Marge Piercy, the American Jewish poet Marge Piercy. And this is a poem called Magid. The courage to let go of the door, the handle. The courage to shed the familiar walls whose very stains and leaks are comfortable as the little moles of the upper arm. Stains that recall a feast, a child's naughtiness, a loud blattering storm that slapped the roof hard, pouring through. Their courage to abandon the graves dug into the hill, the small bones of children and the brittle bones of the old whose marrow hunger had stolen. The courage to desert the tree planted and only begun to bear, the riverside where promises were shaped, the streets where their empty pots were broken. The courage to leave the place whose language you learned as early as your own, whose customs, however dangerous or demeaning, bind you like a halter you have learned to pull inside, to move your load. The land fertile with the blood spilled on it, the roads mapped and annotated for survival. The courage to walk out of the pain that is known into the pain that cannot be imagined, mapless. Walking into the wilderness, going barefoot with a canteen into the desert, stuffed in the stinking hold of a rotting ship, sailing off the map into dragons' mouths, Cathay, India, Siberia, Goldene Medina, leaving bodies by the way like abandoned treasure. So they walked out of Egypt. So they bribed their way out of Russia under loads of straw. So they steamed out of the bloody, smoking charnel house of Europe on overloaded freighters forbidden all ports. Out of pain into death or freedom or a different painful dignity into squalor and politics. We Jews are all born of wanderers with shoes under our pillows and a memory of blood that is ours raining down. We honor only those Jews who changed tonight. Those who chose the desert over bondage, who walked into the strange and became strangers, and gave birth to children who could look down on them, standing on their shoulders for having been slaves. We honor those who let go of everything but freedom, who ran, who revolted, who fought, who became other by saving themselves. All right, so we had our town hall meeting. That's a long poem and interesting trying to transition from it. So we had our town hall meeting this week, state of the school presentation, and in preparing those remarks, I went back to state of the school town hall presentations from the past couple of years, and I actually started with quotes from two different rabbis that I had used in each of the past 2 years. And one was from Rabbi Saul White, the founding rabbi of this Brandeis school, and the other was from Rabbi Joachim Prince and his famous speech from the March on Washington. And his quote was, "In the realm of the spirit, our fathers taught us thousands of years ago that when God created man, he created him as everybody's neighbor. Neighbor is not a geographic term. It is a moral concept. It means our collective responsibility for the preservation of man's dignity and integrity. I love the courage embedded in that idea, that we are everyone's neighbor and therefore bear responsibility for all of our fellows, and so must stand for their dignity as well as our own. This is the time of year when we sit together and think of freedom and the courage it takes to be free and the responsibilities we bear in being free today. Or as Marge Piercy said, we honor those who let go of everything but freedom. Pesach is, I think, the moral heart of American Jewish life. It's the most celebrated of our holidays. Something like 3/4 of American Jews participate in a Passover Seder, and the one that most firmly grounds us in our values. At my family's Seder, we read from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech that same day in Washington in 1963, his famous I Have a Dream speech. And we also tell the story of Nachshon, who walked into the Red Sea until the water reached not to his ankles or knees or belly button, but to his nose, and in doing so showed his neighbors what it meant to be free. We think of all those who are not yet free, our neighbors in Syria or Sudan, the refugees caught in between, or the homeless encampments here in our own city, our physical neighbors. Today, this afternoon, a group of us will be sitting together to consider similar themes. What is courage? What is integrity? What they might mean? As our Core Values Task Force reconvenes to consider how best to articulate the shared values we hope to impart to kids in our work together here at Brandeis. We near the end of that work, but the work of being equal to the concept of being everyone's neighbor, including our own neighbor, how we can lift ourselves up, that good work continues. Wishing you all happy and thoughtful Passovers, my friends. Up to your noses in bright courage. We will be away celebrating this holiday and hopefully everyone getting some time together as families for the next week. And so I will next be with you on the 20th, on April 20th, here in the Yudcast space. So have a Chag Pesach Sameach. In the meantime, a very happy Passover. And we will look forward to seeing you back here soon.